Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Before we get really into this talk, I want to give out some love shouts right quick. Keith the High Priest, love shouts to him. Love shouts to Acoustic Minds, which is Jenny and Amanda Price. Love shouts to April Lynn, Dante Funkmaster, Nalo, Kareem Panisi and Panisi Publishing, and my boys Wendell Wonders. You know, so I got to give love shouts to you all. And I'm going to talk a little bit on future shows. You all stay tuned, because I'm going to talk about bullying. It's going to be a show where I'm going to talk about things like just talking to you for a half hour. I'm also going to talk on a lot of other things. So, and I'm going to play some music, too. My music, my influences, everything. I'm just going to drop it all on you all in the future. Now I'd like to introduce to you, but before I do, we're going to talk a little bit like, this is like shooting the breeze, okay, shooting the breeze. It's like barbershop talk and beauty shop talk. Okay, I'm the barber, and so now I'm going to introduce the beauty. All right, TJ, are you here?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, TJ?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm just hoping my audio is coming in pretty good.
It's going pretty good. It sounds pretty good over on this end.
Okay. All right. Well, hello, everybody who's listening. Hopefully you enjoy this episode of our show, Like It or Not with Michael Lane. We're going to try to keep you all entertained. You know, who knows what might come out of my mouth. Hopefully no other bug references may come out. So, if for anybody who's...
No more roaches.
No, I might use a rat or something. I don't know. But let's see how the show goes.
And we'd like for you all to join in. You know, and to join in, got to call. And it's area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. 5-7. What's going on today?
I'm sorry. Oh, I just wanted to interject and just say that we do have a chat going on. So if you'd like to go ahead and chat with us, log into Blog Talk Radio and chat with us as well as call. Or if you like, just listen in.
I'm not doing good there, TJ.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
And, you know, I had a little stomach cramps, you know. I was taking a walk, you know, earlier, and I just had this little, you know, this little stomach cramp. It looked like, you know, kind of an accident was about to happen.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, you know those accidents where, you know, for some reason you're walking and suddenly you just stop, and your hand automatically goes to your belly, and for some reason you look up to the sky.
And your stomach making
all kinds of noises, you know what I mean? Either, you know, that feeling in your stomach is like something bad is about to happen. Either you're going to release something or you're just going to release some chili, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So if you're in that, but with me, when I'm in that position, why do I just stand there? I think it's most people, they just stand there. And they hold their belly. I mean, they look in the sky. I mean, like, what the fuck the cloud's gonna do?
Well, I didn't know. I never had that problem just yet. You know, that's something to look out for, I guess. But we didn't know it was gonna be that kind of a show.
Yeah, it's too much information show. But hey, that's what we're doing, shooting the breeze, right?
Yeah, I know. We shooting the breeze. We ain't talking about shooting poop out.
We shooting something out of here.
Okay, but we yeah, goodness. But we could talk about, like, you know, what are we going to be talking about on upcoming episodes, such as, you know, like, I know we're going to pretty much hit on bullying. That's a must-do topic, because a lot of people have to know what Michael Lane thinks about bullying.
Well, you know, I've been through that. I've been through that big time. And I think the war on bullying is pure bullshit, but I will explain that in some future shows, probably next week.
Okay.
But I have to add this, though, to the audience. Our show is not only on Thursdays anymore. Starting this week, our show will also be on Saturdays at the same time. Thursdays and Saturdays at the same time. So tune in. I just had to throw that in.
Okay. So now is it all going to be at the same time, 10:30, right? Well, p.m.
Right.
Central. Okay.
Central time, yeah.
No problem. Yeah. Okay.
So all the times that they'll see on in the info, those are the times it's going to stay that way.
Now, are we going to hear some music from Michael Lane?
Yes, that's definitely in future shows. From Michael Lane, from Shydeck, from Izzo, from all kinds of projects that we've been working on and continue to work on, we're going to drop them on you. And also, you know, throw in a little bit of my influences, you know, from artists like Prince and Toby Keith and everything like that. So it's going to be a whole bunch of fun. You know?
Okay. Now, how about if anybody who wanted to air, you know, have your show and air their music, you know, say if somebody would send you an email like, please play your music on your show. Are you up for that as well? Or
yeah, I'm definitely up for that. I'm glad you asked that question, because I'm a big supporter of people that are out there doing it, that are out there trying to make it, that are out there going all in, and I definitely will support the artists, especially, you know, artists like Acoustic Minds and Beast the High Priest and my boy Dante Funkmaster. You know, I'm down for these guys, man, and many more. And I'll be glad to do that. And, but people will definitely get acquainted with my music as well as my feelings.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Give me some. Let's see. I'm up here trying to, you know, grab for apples here. Because I'm shooting the breeze. So go ahead.
Yeah, I'm shooting the breeze. I got a lot on my mind. And I think I better spill it. Can I spill it, TJ?
Go ahead.
Okay. First off, well, before I spill it, again, if you have anything on your mind, you want to talk about anything, guys out there, area code 347-826-9357. Call me. Don't be afraid to holler at the BLACK, you know what I mean? Okay, but I got to say this. Tragedy struck in the world of sports with the death of Junior Seau. Committed suicide only at the age of 43. He died at the age of 43. I was shocked. I was saddened. One of my biggest football heroes, played for the San Diego Chargers, played for the Miami Dolphins, played for the New England Patriots, went to two Super Bowls. Unfortunately, he didn't come out with a championship ring. He is an automatic Hall of Famer. And to see his mother just so distraught like that in the press conference, it was very devastating. So my heart goes out to the Seau family and all the fans, including, you know, all the NFL fans, everybody that was touched by his life in some way or another. There'll never be another Junior Seau.
No, it won't be. Even though I don't follow sports as, you know, as closely as you do, but it's still a sad occasion, because, you know, he was well loved by the things that, you know, I've read about him. He was well loved, and he was a very good, you know, very good individual. So my heart does go out to the family and friends of Junior Seau.
Yes,
yeah,
nobody
makes
knows.
Me wonder, though. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, it just makes me wonder, like, you know, I was discussing with someone today about that, and just how I don't know if it's because they don't have anything, you know, a lot of these, you know, football players or so, I wouldn't say a lot of them, but the ones, I mean, the ones that I've heard of, you know, a lot of them have committed suicide, and I'm like, is it a mental thing, or is it a, you know, is it because of they don't have anything else to do, and they feel like they're how you want to say, they don't matter anymore, or, and then they get into a depressed mode.
I think, you know, with that's a great thing, because that's a great point you brought up, because Junior was he played football since he was a young, I mean, that's all he knew. You know, that's all he knew. He was raised on football. And maybe to a point where it was maybe too much, and football was all he knew, and football was all he wanted to know. And no one really prepared him, or he didn't want to prepare himself for life after football. And that's really the sad part about it, you know. He felt like outside of football he was worthless.
Yeah.
And that brings you to a point of heavy depression. And let's not forget those heavy hits that he laid out on people, and he's been hit heavy, and it may have had also some effect of the brain, which was recently determined by the death of former Chicago Bear Dave Dorsey. So,
yeah, that's it, you know.
But with Seau's case, he just all he knew was football. He had no confidence in himself outside of football, and that's just too bad, because he had so many things going on with his life that was positive business-wise. But again, he did not want to deal with what I would say the world outside of the gridiron, and it's just really, really sad. Very sad story. I still can't believe that Junior Seau was gone.
Yeah. Now, hey, everybody, we are into almost the 15-minute mark. Of course, you all know it's a 30-minute show. You all can feel free to interject. You know, give us another topic to talk about. I mean, we can go all night, but we only got 30 minutes. Okay,
right.
The call-in number is 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Give us
TJ.
Yeah.
TJ, let me interrupt for a sec. Y'all better call in. Come on now. We're having a good time, you know, us too, but we need some company. So call on in, all right? And I also want to bring this up, TJ. I was reading the paper, and I'm just, and I know somebody got to help us out when we talk about this. But something really, really pissed me off. I was reading in USA Today, and the report was Leanne Rimes, got married to her, remarried. Or, you know, be married again for the second time. Eddie, I forgot his last name. But he's a famous actor, well-known actor. And it was all positive. Now, Leanne Rimes broke up two families, her own and her new husband's. She broke up two families. Oh, yeah. They were actually doing an episode of some kind of series or some kind of television show, and that's where they met, and they were really, that's when they started really getting close. At the same time, his wife and Leanne's husband were there, and they were right there seeing them falling in love.
Oh my gosh.
Now, they left their family to be with each other. They broke up two of their families. But yet, when it comes to Tiger Woods, he gets vilified, he gets cut down, he gets knocked down, dragged out, and all that. But yet, they give her a free pass, Leanne Rimes.
Exactly.
And let's not forget J-Lo. They give these two women free passes. But yet, when it comes to Jesse James, who was married to Sandra Bullock, when it comes to Jesse James, and when it comes to Tiger Woods, they broke up one family. J-Lo and Leanne Rimes broke up two.
Broke up two families.
But now
J-Lo, she going off and into something else now. You know, now that broke up.
She's making millions of dollars on American Idol. She's on American Idol, making millions of dollars. But guess what they called her and Mark Anthony? They called them the modern day romance.
Really?
But yet, when it comes to Tiger Woods and Jesse James, and when it comes to men, they're gonna be dogged out. But yet, when you talk about them, it's a modern day romance. Are you fucking kidding me? Modern day romance?
You're getting heated on that one, right?
I'm sorry. It pisses me off because the gender bias in the media is absolutely unbelievable. It's sending horrible messages to women. And I'm so sick and tired of this nonsense. And you're going to call because you don't want to offend the woman. You don't want to offend J-Lo. You don't want to offend Leanne Rimes. And the nerve of it is, Leanne Rimes' ass was on TV doing an interview. You know what that girl said? You know what she said?
What did she say?
She said that I have no regrets of what she did. She talking about what she did. I have no regrets.
Wow.
She said, I don't feel bad about it. Breaking up the two goddamn families. I don't have
none
whatsoever. Do you think there was outrage in the media?
No, I didn't even see nothing about it.
About maybe a week later, she was singing the Star Spangled Banner at some big college game, basketball game. But yet, you just imagine. What if Tiger Woods said he didn't regret what he did? What if Jesse James said he didn't regret what he did to Sandra Bullock? Imagine, you know.
He'll be broke living in Inglewood, you know.
There you go. There you go. He'll
be broke living in Inglewood, you know, hanging on the corner with everybody else. Like, hey, what's up? What up? You know, no. It's... That's exactly probably what I mean. Everybody will pull out. All endorsers, you know, endorsements, everything.
Yeah.
Everybody will pull out.
And you see,
how could you hurt? Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you know, just how they would say, how could you do such a thing? It's so bad, but yet and still, you got the prime people, as you said, Leanne Rimes, you know.
They're being applauded. See, I'm not saying that Jesse James and Tiger Woods deserve a Medal of Honor.
They don't deserve a Medal of Honor, like treatment, you know?
That's right. Equal treatment. If they get vilified in the media, if they get trashed in the media, if they get people saying, writing death threats and saying that they hate Tiger Woods, they hate Jesse James, they should do that for the other side. It just moves out about it. Just people are people. It shouldn't be this unfair. It shouldn't be a bad message to women. And you know, these people, they still hope that Tiger Woods lose. They still hope that Tiger Woods don't make a dime and they talk to all these women sitting there talking about Elin, Tiger's ex-wife. Go Elin, girl power. Go Elin, show him what time it is, girl power.
What do you think about Deion Sanders and his breakup? You know, that's what he's going through.
That woman's crazy. when you have your own children, looking at her like, man, this she is going off. She is crazy. And she, I mean, it's just so much stuff going on with her. And then she tells the police that Dion abused her physically.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid stepped up right to the police and said, that's not true. She went through all this dramatic stuff by calling the ambulance and everything. It's a mess.
Wow, yeah, because it's, you know, only thing I've caught on Twitter, you know, they're talking about he did the Twitter post of him and his kids, you know, writing out the police reports and everything, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on here?
Why
put the kids out there anyway? You know, that's one thing I didn't like about that whole thing. You know, don't put the kids out in the spot like that. You know.
Yeah. This is what the media gives one half of it, and that's what I'm saying with this unfairness with the media. He did it because this woman was about to put out into the media everywhere that right in front of the kids that she beat him. I mean, that he beat her up in front of. She was planning and plotting. And she said she's going to take it to the media and use the kids. Because you know why? She know that the media is biased. And they had to do something about it before she went out and did that. So, but then when he did put it out, the media dogged him. And this is the reason why I'm saying that there is a big time bias gender-wise. They don't give you the whole story. When it comes to the media, she was about to use the kids. And the kids said, we're not going to have this. We're not going to have her lying on our day. So it's just a big, big mess all the way around. I'll admit, it could be handled differently by Dion, just by kicking her out of the house completely. Not having them stay in the same house while they're going through divorce proceedings. I never understood why he did that. That is crazy. But outside of that, the media, he had to attack it because the media was going to just kill him. They were going to kill this man. And he knew it. He saw it coming. And he was going to be another Tiger Woods. He was going to be another Jesse James. Time for the media to put down the men. And it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It is sad. Hey, everybody who's on who's listening to us, come on, give us a call. We've got less than 6 minutes to left in the show. Area code 347-826-9357. Anybody want to chime in? Hey, give us a call. We'll be happy to have you on. Mike?
Sounding good. Sounding good over there. I'm fired up.
I know you.
And I just wanted to get back on this Tiger and Elon thing where they were screaming girl power. Go on, girl. Get your money. Go on, girl. Get your money. And they all, and I'm just hurt, and I'm hurt. He hurt. Wait a minute. Elon is getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars. She ain't thinking about you and your girl power. Am I right about it? She ain't thinking about no girl power.
No, Elon not is at
get 100. Come on now. I mean, we got to be real.
$100 million.
She's getting. She's all these people all upset and raising their fists and saying, "All this, I can't believe Tiger. He's just such this and he's that. I'm so hurt." Elon is not giving a damn about you. She's not gonna stop by your dilapidated crib and give you any piece of that money. You know what I'm saying?
She's not. You know, she's probably not even looking at anything. You know, not paying attention to all that. Look, her focus is on, hey, let's get this deal going. Let's get this money going.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a special guest calling in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's check it out. Hello, like it or not, you're on air.
Hey, it's me, Lydia.
Lydia again. Hello, Lydia.
Yeah.
Hi, Lydia.
How you doing, TJ?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I just caught the last 15 minutes. I was busy. I just tried to catch the last of your show.
All right. Would you like to chime in on anything?
You know, May is Asthma Awareness Month, right? You saw what I had an interview earlier today. I just wanted to put that out there. Should be published with the Fresno Bee newspaper. They wanted to know a little bit about staff asthma and treatment, and my take on what should have been how could it have been prevented and whatnot.
Yes.
So, but that should be published on May 9th. So as soon as I find out about it, I'll post it up.
Beautiful, beautiful. And in future shows, Lydia, I'm going to dedicate a whole show to asthma awareness. And I would love to have you in the future. I will be in talks with you. I would love to have you as a co-host.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Great. It's something that we really need to be educated on. And learn more about.
Right. Especially now, people they seem to think it's just like a common cold and, just use your inhaler or whatever and just, you'll be all right. But people don't realize that, you can die from it. People who suffer from asthma, even though it can be managed or prevented, anybody who suffers from this disease can still die from it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Definitely.
It's something to take very seriously.
Right.
And I'm so proud of you, Lydia. I thank you for what you're doing to not only represent your beautiful daughter, Stephanie, but so many others, men, women, boys, and girls who are suffering from this potentially fatal disease and raising awareness and fighting. Mm-hmm.
Well, what was that football player's name?
Icky Woods,
his son just passed away I want to say last year sometime from an asthma attack. I think he was at practice of some sort, or I don't know if it happened at school or whatnot, but he was in Capitol Hill trying to present, have a bill passed about asthma awareness and the Clean Air Act.
Right, yes. Yes, Icky Woods is another one. That was such a tragic story to hear.
Right. I think his son was either 14 or 16 years old. I mean, that's just insane. No one should die from asthma. It just should not be happening.
It should not be happening. And I think more needs to be done. More really needs to be done.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, TJ.
No, I'm just saying, my nephew, he has asthma, and, he complains about it a lot, and he's like, man, this is getting him, something needs to be done, and, get some kind of treatment, better treatment for the asthma awareness, and, every day I think about him, because when he was younger, he had that problem, on the machines and everything, and I'm like, man, if it was, just to see him, have an asthma attack, my goodness, that's just the worst thing.
That's the
worst thing to see. Mm-hmm.
TJ, I'm so sorry I have to interrupt you all. Thank you, Lydia, for calling. I'm running out of show.
Okay,
so I hope to talk to you all soon.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Love you.
Love you guys. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
All right, TJ. I love you, TJ. Thank you for another beautiful show.
No problem. I ain't come up with no crazy stuff just as yet, because I'm up here looking at the storm outside, so.
Okay. Well, I hope to see you all Saturday.
Yes.
And I love you all. Peace, love, and keep doing. This is the BLACK, a.k.a. Michael Lane, and I'm out. Love y'all.